Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Welcome back into Morning Mayhem. I'm Christian Weaver. I'm hosting. I hosted yesterday and today. RJ Hawk will host tomorrow, and I'll be with him. We are going to Frank Fletcher's. So we will be over there. Todd will be running the board. We have Caleb Bagby running the board today. He went and saw Spider-Man last night. That movie is projected to open with $880 million in weekend one.
Who is the new Spider-Man?
Well, it's still Tom Holland. He's been Spider-Man for about 10 years. Telemaeus.
Tom is...
That helps you.
Tom is kind of on top of the world these days, isn't he? He's
in the
movies.
Odyssey.
And he's got a beautiful
wife. He's got
wife,
Zendaya.
And, life is good.
Tough life,
yeah.
He's Telemachus, I believe.
Telemachus.
Telemachus. Telemachus. We got to it.
It's Telemachus.
Telemachus.
I didn't know where you were going. Then. Oh, they're talking about Telemachus.
Telemachus.
No, there's another character. Some Eumaeus, maybe, or something.
Yeah,
Eumaeus is John Leguizamo.
Some of those Greek names are a little bit.
We've lost the audience with Greek names again.
Anyway.
There are no Aristotle Onassis, I'll tell you.
So, Caleb, what did you think of Spider-Man? Spoiler-free review for people that are going to see it.
Spoiler.
No.
Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Whoa. I
Peter
never knew.
Peter Parker. Nice.
I will say, go see it.
Okay. All right. Go see it. That's a good
review.
You
know what? One of my favorite things about... I've seen like two of the Spider-Mans of the 16 they've made. But one of my favorite things about that was the dude that played the editor at the newspaper. They put
J. Jonah Jameson.
Simmons. Yeah. Simmons was perfect for that.
He's
and
good.
I say that he's an Ohio State fan, which is really
takes a lot for you.
Wow.
I don't say
high
good
praise.
Things about anybody.
That's high
there.
Praise coming
That's
from
high
you.
Praise. Yeah. I like him a lot.
Kevin asked what movie we were talking about for the movie. It was Raising Arizona, Coen movie. It was their second movie. Blood Simple was their first.
84, correct?
Blood 87.
Blood Simple
was 84.
Yeah, 87
and Raising
was,
Arizona was 87.
Raising Arizona.
Which it was a complete detour from Blood Simple.
So
which is
one of my
kind of
my,
dark
my friend Gary in Michigan, we've been best friends since 1976, homeroom with Mr. Stein at Mandeville Junior High in Flint, Michigan. Gary loves this movie as well. We think very similarly on most things. His favorite scene in it, I think, is when John Goodman is trying to talk Cage into joining with him on this score. They're going to rob that hayseed bank.
Right.
And he's like, well, that'd be pretty cowardly for me to just leave. And he said, would it? And he's eating a piece of fried chicken, and he says, you got to think, H.I. And he puts the fried chicken to his head, which... I don't know if that was scripted or he came up with it, but it was just a brilliant. If you've seen John Goodman with a piece of chicken, so good.
So good.
And then his doppelganger, his partner in crime, mighty good cereal flakes, Miss McDonough. And
yeah.
She hates those those guys and wants them out of there.
Holly Hunter's fantastic.
She's so good. By the way. Yeah, she is.
God, they were all so young. It's what
that's 40 years ago.
I know, but I mean, it's
what
like,
did we look like 40 years ago?
Yeah, a lot different than we do today.
A lot different than we do now. That's it. For those of you watching on camera, Trey and I apologize that we're not 40 years younger.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Sorry, I was trying to put a song in. Here we go. We'll get into a little bit of sports now that we've talked movies basically for 2 hours, which, you know, it's one of my favorite things to do, but maybe not the favorite of everybody else. I'm sure you guys saw this Tuesday. Ohio State and Notre Dame have joined the ranks of schools with corporate jersey sponsors, which Arkansas has one, and it's Tyson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ohio State announced a deal with Chase Bank worth up to a reported $17 million. So Chase's logo will be on the jerseys of all Ohio State sports teams starting with 2026-27 season. Not long after Ohio State's deal was announced, Notre Dame said they also have made a deal, but with SoFi to have a patch to have a patch on the Fighting Irish football jerseys next season and beyond. So they didn't say it was for all jerseys, just the football jerseys.
So I guess Notre Dame couldn't get a deal with the Vatican. I figured they have like the papal insignia. Because, I mean, the new Pope is from Chicago. He's got to be a Notre Dame fan.
This has a great
Everybody
point,
Chicago
Pigskin.
Everybody in Chicago is. You know, I had the Vatican there.
I mean, you think an inside track being in South Bend, it's proximity to Chicago.
Apparently. Yeah.
But their deal is worth $18 to $20 million a year. So they one-upped Ohio State pretty
That'd
much.
Pay for most of the offensive line, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
or Michigan, it'd pay for one quarterback that can't play dead. You know, our quarterback is the most wealthy guy on the team, and he stinks. Isn't that
awful?
That's incongruent, Trey.
It is incongruent.
Maybe he'll be better.
God, the hawk
year.
Just almost came in the window here.
Is he back?
Wow, this hawk he just landed on the building.
Outside. Now he's after Christian. He heard Christian was mean mouthing him. He's coming in to get Christian.
I'm sorry. I squirreled out there because out of the peripheral of it. Peripheral vision here. There was a hawk that looked like he was coming into the window.
All raptors are impressive creatures. They really are. I love watching hawks and eagles.
The peregrine falcon is the fastest bird in the world.
Yeah, that's it.
It can fly like 120 miles an hour. Or something.
I think it's like 200 miles an hour.
200. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Iran's thinking about using them as drones. I'm just making that up.
Falconry is big in the Middle East.
They love falcons
over there. They have a lot of falcons.
The Saudi Arabian prince always has a falcon. So
did you watch Chappelle's last stand-up? I think it came out in December. There's a bit about him doing the show over in Saudi Arabia and having the falcon and stuff. But anyway, pretty funny. Back to the jersey sponsors. A funny part of this is the Big 12 will have a patch with the Monster Energy logo. Every single team will have the Monster Energy logo in every single sport. You know what their deal is worth?
Probably $100,000.
$20 million.
For everything?
For everything.
That's not a very good
deal.
That's
terrible.
Ohio State got that for just football.
Yeah, and I mean, Notre Dame did too.
The Big 12 is, they're kind of pathetic. I mean, all the good teams left. They all had gone to the Big 10 or the SEC or whatever. And it's just a bunch of leftovers over there. And they're trying to convince themselves that they matter, and they don't. I mean, not much. If this super conference thing ever goes down, do you see anybody from the current Big 12 getting invited into
this? Trey's going to watch the Falcon.
Trey's going to go catch the Falcon. Don't shoot it, Trey, because they'll arrest you.
Can you see him? Occasionally birds will fly into that window.
Really?
Yeah.
They do that in our backcourt sometimes. You know? Yeah.
But, the Big 12, that's an awful deal. We don't know exactly what Arkansas got for their deal, but I've seen some rumors that it's in the $9 to $12 million range. Mm. So less than Ohio State and Notre Dame, of course.
Well, I mean, if you want that big money, you got to win, man.
What all sports is Arkansas's deal covered?
It's all of them.
It is.
Yeah. I think. Maybe just football. I could be wrong.
Do you think we're ever going to get to a time when it's going to be like the Premier League, Emirates or something like that? And I think that's Arkansas, but it says Fly Emirates, so I don't know. Maybe.
First thing that came to mind when Christian initiated this discussion was how the Premier League jerseys are.
They're sponsors.
I can't tell some of the teams.
There's a
apart
little
at
Manchester
times.
United crest right here, and the other thing is a big advertisement. Right. So, yeah, they're kind of tacky. Yeah. But
for some reason, I don't mind it as much over there, I guess, because it's just always kind of
been
that way.
If they start doing that over here, people are going to lose their minds,
they'll be upset.
I mean, it's bad enough that you got, Detroit's got Meyer here or, you know, Tyson or whatever it is. But if it's Tyson in giant block letters, I mean,
I think it'll be somewhat similar to the NBA, which has jersey sponsors, and you don't ever notice
it. No, you don't see it that much.
Unless you look super closely, and it's not really something that would upset you unless you're busy.
The WNBA has it featured a little more prominently.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They need the money a little bit more.
They do.
Which I think every deal that the NBA makes somewhat subsidizes the WNBA.
Been subsidizing it for 20 years.
Some of the money that they get from basically every deal goes towards the NBA. It's like a percentage thing. But anyway, texture from the 501 says, as someone who's been interested in radio, I've always wondered how your days are laid out. The shows are only 3 or so hours long. Ours is 4. So is more of a part-time job. Is this more of a part-time job, or do you spend the rest of your day on the clock prepping for the next day's show? Well, it really depends on the day. Sometimes I'm here for a long time after the show. I got work to do.
You're doing spots, cutting commercials, different things.
Yeah. I mean, the life of a producer is not necessarily just answering phones. That's what a lot of people think. I'm just like a call screener. It's like, no, I do a lot of other things. Like, I mean, I'm in charge of stream stuff for basically the whole station.
Yeah, I think you're the only person at Signal Media that knows how to operate the cameras and integrated into the computer system.
The cameras came in when he came in, basically, a little bit after you started.
I think it was Neighbors. So, yeah. John Neighbors.
That was Neighbors' idea?
Yeah. He ushered it in, and he was in charge of it, but then he left, so I sprung at the opportunity.
He and I got in a massive argument one time. He was pushing back when I had said that Lance Allworth was the greatest receiver that the University of Arkansas has ever produced.
Pro receiver?
It was Jarius Wright. I said, in the history of football, Jarius Wright was a good player. Lance Allworth is an immortal. Well, my dad and I said, nobody cares what your dad and you think. I said, Allworth is what he is, okay? You're not arguing effectively here. But he didn't see him play, you know, again. I didn't see him play, so he couldn't have been that good. Okay, well, I didn't see Odysseus fight, Christian, so he couldn't have been that smart. So,
it's like we all heard about the Trojan horse, but we didn't.
Exactly. Now you've seen it.
So what do we do basically the rest of the day after our show? Well, some days I do get to go home, and it's not a part-time job. This is a full-time job, but some days I do get to go home and relax after the show. Some days I have to do things after the show and stick around for a few hours. And that's pretty much the same for a lot of people that work here. Roger and Baz usually get to leave, but they're quote-unquote talent. And I'm not talent.
Well, they have other demands.
I could have another job if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Basically, when my daughter goes into daycare, I could take up another job if I wanted to. Do I want to?
Nah.
No, not really. but maybe if times get hard, I'll start stocking shelves or something. Mm-hmm. Who knows? The other day, people asked, what is a secret talent that you have that no one really knows that you have? And I had to be honest. I was like, man, I'm not really talented. Like, I'm not really good at anything. Some people would argue I'm not even good at this. So I just got lucky and I'm here. So if Baz and Raj move on to greener pastures, retirement, basically, Randy Rainwater moves on, and Signal Media as we know it collapses. Who knows?
Well, you're going to have your own show one day. Obviously, you're putting the time in for it, and it's going to happen. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case. But
I watched Joe Franklin for years do all the stuff that you do behind the scenes, getting this ready, get ready. And Joe eventually got his shot at the big time. And
I think whenever that happens, I may finally have to get a real job. And I'm not good at anything, so that's the real problem.
Welcome to the club, young
buck. No fault to anybody that does it, but I might be out there digging ditches here when that happens.
What was that guy in the Bible? He said, I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm too ashamed to beg. And I'm like, I mean, Jesus told some pretty good stories. I like that one.
We do have a caller on Mike. He's got something. Oh, he hung up. We'll take the next caller faster. I'm sorry, Mike. Call back if you want to share your story. It seemed like a heartwarming one. But yeah, so when I was going to school, I went to ASUBB and I was taking all my electives just to get them out of the way at a cheaper school. And I was going to become a history teacher. That in part why I know so much about history is mm-hmm. because I wanted to be a history teacher. I have an associate's in history, but, I was listening to The Zone one day, and I was like, you know what? I could do that. That don't seem that hard. So I changed courses, and I got into mass comm journalism at UAOR, and I pestered Justin Acri many times via email, and I even showed up on location where they were broadcasting one day and was like, hey, I want to intern for you. So I got an internship, went into part-time job, and then it led into whenever somebody got fired, I was the next guy up.
So well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, listen, at the rate that people get fired around here, you'll be running the place in about 6 months. So
that's the thing. It's actually very hard to get fired from Signal Media. You can be fairly marginal at your job and keep it at Signal Media. We are a brotherhood, and we all pretty much get along with each other. But if you cause disruption, that may be the problem.
I've seen a few of those.
The chemistry issue is bigger than the actual talent issue, I think, in radio. Rebecca, what you got?
Several things. First off, they had cameras before you, before John Neighbors.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. In the studio camera, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't quite the same production. It was just in the corner.
You're right, it wasn't. I mean, and RJ will tell you that tomorrow. It wasn't because...
It doesn't
RJ was notorious about always turning the cameras off when the guys were on remote.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're just watching a guy alone in a room.
You're right. Also, pigskin. So you don't, first of all, I did send you a message yesterday. I loved your op-ed in Sunday's paper.
Oh, thank you.
That was great. I didn't know you were such a wordsmith. That was great. Do you not like the music on K-Love? I'm just curious.
I hate it.
Really?
Hey, listen, Rebecca, if you like that and it brings you closer to our Lord, praise be his name. I just don't like most of the music. I think it's schlock and contrived pop in most instances. That's one man's opinion, and people don't have to share it. I do not like modern Christian music. I like older Christian gospel. So.
I like the old-time gospel stuff, too. And my son, my oldest gospel. Son and daughter-in-law that got me listening to it. And then I went to my first Toby Mac concert several years ago and keep going every year. I just like the like you said, I don't understand today's pop music. And I did listen. I still have a lot of classic rock stuff on my phone.
Well, you've got a good partner that agrees with that take in George Costanza from Seinfeld. You know, when Elaine was dating the guy that was a Christian and all of his radio stations were preset to Christian stations, George said, "I like that Christian rock music. It's so positive. And they don't think they're cool like all those other musicians do." Hey, if you like that sort of thing, that's all right. The variety makes the world go round. That's okay.
It does. I was just curious. I was like, wow, okay. I just like, there's so much negativity in the world. So
there
I guess
is.
That's why
there
I
is.
Like it, because it does have a positive message. So life's too short to listen to negative stuff all the time.
So let me ask you a question. When is Mahomes going to start playing? He's not going to play in game one, is he? They got to sit him out for a few games. He can't come back from that injury that soon, can he?
The doctors cleared him, and I've seen him on the practice field. They've sent out video, and, I mean, he's my pick. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I don't care. I mean, I pick the Chiefs to win every year, but seriously, he is my comeback player of the – mark my words, he'll get comeback player of the year.
He might be on to something there, even though he didn't really miss but a couple of games last year. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was out the whole season. But yeah,
he wasn't out the whole season, but he didn't have, and everybody expected him to not, but this year, they expected him not to even make it to come back to the middle of the season.
Well, girl, he is a legendary player. There's no two ways about that. Man.
He is, and he's just built different than other people don't understand. He's just different.
He's a different cat. He is.
Built different.
I think we got a better bye.
Thanks for
Rebecca.
The call.
He wasn't out the whole season, but the Chiefs' record sort of looked like he might have been.
Yes.
They're on the downswing.
They're
getting old, man. And the way the NFL is structured with salary caps and things.
It's a young man's game.
They don't want there to be a dynasty. They would prefer every team to be 8-9 or 9-8.
The NBA has sort of perfected the parity thing where now we just see a different team win it every year. That's what they want you to believe your team has a chance. Now, as a Washington fan, I haven't believed my team has had a chance for the majority of my life.
So speaking of the NBA, do you think your boy Presti is actually messing with some of his competitors with some of these moves?
Well, for what Pixian is referencing is Spencer Jones, that played for the Denver Nuggets, they offered. He was a restricted free agent, which if I have to explain that, I will. Restricted free agent means you are a free agent,
but you can.
But
match.
Your team can match, they can match whatever right. contract you right. are offered. So Oklahoma City offered him a 2-year, $12 million deal out for $6 million a year, basically to force Denver's hand to either match the contract or just lose him for nothing.
Yeah,
they ended up matching the contract, which then put them over, I believe, the first apron.
Right.
Which, if I have to explain the aprons, I will.
It's all about salary cap, folks.
Yeah,
that's it.
In the NBA, there's a thing. There's a salary cap. There's the luxury tax. There's the first apron. There's the second apron. Basically, the first apron and the second aprons restrict the movement that you can do if you are over a certain threshold of money. And there's a thing called the repeater tax, where if you are multiple years into the tax, you start costing more.
Sounds more complicated than the IRS code.
It is. Complicated.
And then he got rid of Dort and the other cat so that, going to a Atlanta.
A lot of our off-season moves were basically to get under the apron. Because once you hit the apron and you hit the repeater tax, it becomes harder and harder to keep your team together, because a player that is usually under a $10 million contract, while they're still getting paid $10 million on tax, you could pay up to like $70 million on tax on that $10 million. Mm. So basically, he's an $80 million player at that point. And it makes no sense for teams to
and
pay
that. And his true value is obviously not that.
Yes.
Presti is pretty smart.
And owners.
I mean, he knows what he's doing over there. And if Oklahoma City's making moves, they're thinking three moves down the road.
Owners obviously want to avoid paying the tax. Now, some of them will do it whenever they have a team together that they think can win, which we're still in the tax. We're just below the apron now.
Yeah.
But we got rid of Dort and Wiggins and Joe.
Sturts is going to play.
Joe is on Detroit's Pistons now, Joe is.
So
he'll be good for y'all.
All you Arkies are going to have to start rooting for the Pistons.
He's one of the the two or three players on that team that can now shoot.
I was going to say one or two, not two or three, but yeah, but, it's a non-shooting bunch of dudes.
So a lot of moves that you see in the offseason are basically salary cap moves, and Sam Presti said as much. The idea is, if we get below the tax and we stay out of the repeater tax, later on in our dynasty, 2 or 3 years down the road, ownership will allow us to go into the tax to keep keep a team.
Okay.
This texter said, "What program do you use to mix the video and audio live?" This person knows what they're talking about. Like a commercial program or OBS or what? So this is getting real inside baseball, inside radio. We use OBS and StreamYard. OBS is our camera system, and audio comes from that. We feed it into StreamYard, and that feeds it into where you see it on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And that's just as simple as basically linking those accounts to StreamYard.
Streaming ain't easy.
Listen. We stream about everything we do at church. I have great respect for our audiovisual people that know this stuff and know how to change this and it's trickier than you think it is.
So we stream every Arkansas Game and Fish Commission meeting live and one-off events here and there, and it's guys that work with me that are responsible for that, and there's a reason they're responsible for that and not me being responsible for that, because I would lose it. I mean, I couldn't. There's no way I could do that.
If
high stress.
If my co-minister John Phillips ever leaves Pinnacle, I don't know what we're going to do, because John knows how to do all that stuff. I don't know how to do any of it. All I know how to do is sit there and run my mouth.
That's kind of where I am, pigskin. Yeah, so.
This texter from the 501 said that deal with Spencer Jones that we mentioned earlier put Denver into the second apron, which heavily restricts their ability to do things. That's
so
basically
he's trying
why
to hamstring his competitor.
And they still have a guy, Peyton Watson, who they have to re-sign this year or either let him go. He's also a restricted free agent. And they want to keep him because he's actually pretty good.
Gotcha.
Part of the reason this person also mentioned that we sent guys to Atlanta is that the Spurs own their pick next year. So if we send guys to them and they're better, then
the better
to be,
they
the Spurs
are,
get
the
a worse
worse
pick.
San Antonio's pick is. That's what I, that's
40 tri- 40 yeah. chess.
That
a lot,
is
a lot of thought went into this.
That's pretty sneaky.
Yeah,
it is.
This person said, Morning Pigskin, test Christian on MLB stolen base leader back in the day. You know he was from Arkansas.
Lou Brock.
Yeah. He wanted you to test me, but I would have got that one.
El Dorado.
Let's see.
Lou Brock was a force in the 60s. My goodness. In the 68 series, Detroit couldn't keep him off the base paths. He was just a holy terror.
Christian, if you get the chance, you should at least have your own show. Pigskin, well, if it's offered to me, I'll be interested. But I don't know if that's in the cards for me. Pigskin, I was listening to all the talk about the Razorbacks' chances in football this year and how they have almost zero chance. Can you tell us the story of David and Goliath?
All it takes is one rock upside Nick Saban's head.
And you a can good fell slingshot. The giant.
That's right. One slingshot.
All right. Stay tuned. On the other side, we'll talk to Melinda Mayo. I assume she's going to say it's going to be hot. But we'll see.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Marlins have bounced back from their 12-game losing streak by winning three straight, sweeping their NL East foe Phillies. They erased a 6-0 deficit yesterday to get their third win, 8-6. In the American League, Tarek Skubal potentially pitched his last game as a Detroit Tiger, going six innings and allowing three runs in the Tigers' 10-9 loss to the Orioles. Skubal is likely to be moved before the MLB trade deadline on Monday at 5 p.m. And former Arkansas linebacker Billy Ray Smith Jr. has passed away at the age of 64. He was a two-time unanimous All-American in 1981 and 1982. He holds the Arkansas record for tackles for a loss with 63. He was the fifth overall pick of the 1983 draft and went on to play 10 years in the league. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon. Still kind of hot, high of 94, maybe heat index values reaching 105, so there is a heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, everything's quiet, partly cloudy with a low of 76. For The Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000. Off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood. Or call us at 501-834-7700.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho Now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
What's the matter, Ed?
My finance left me.
Back to Morning Mayhem. Christian Weaver here. Pigskin Preacher, Kayla Bagby. He is calling Melinda Mayo as we speak. We're going to speak to her just momentarily. Trey Reed, on from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. I want to thank you guys, and I will again, for coming and doing the show with me. I don't know if anybody in the listening audience has enjoyed it. There's been a few people that have been like, yawn and all kinds of stuff.
But listen, let's put some perspective on this, okay? I'm one of those two. I don't want to hear myself at 6 o'clock in the morning. I want to hear the Baz and Roger and you. That's what I want to hear. But they're gone right now. They're down there being ogled by the fine citizens of the Florida Keys. So while they're doing that, we're sitting in for them and doing a half-hearted job.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here, Christian, and for those that may be put off by... It's a different show. Different doesn't necessarily mean better or worse. It's just different. We're not ever going to be Roger.
That's the thing. And I don't think you should try to imitate what they do because they are their own people.
That's right.
You have to do your own thing.
I could start talking like a cat, but I don't think it would be an insult to Roger.
Yeah. You have to do your own thing, because if you try to be somebody else, you're not going to be very successful at it. We'll go to Melinda Mayo, who is her own person.
She is.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Melinda.
Good morning, guys. I knew I was never going to be a Ned Crummy. You know, I was just going to be Melinda.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Although, Melinda, it should be said, I have striven to emulate Ned Permy in his tan. I want to be the Ned Permy of the preacher set.
I think we all have at times tried to be Ned Permy, but it's just the bar set too high.
It really
and that
is.
Tan too perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The great philosopher J. Cole once said, they act like two legends cannot coexist. And Melinda is a legend in her own right.
Oh, there's no question. She was the morning legend, and Ned was the afternoon legend.
Exactly.
That's right.
Two legends
can't coexist. So, Melinda, we had a question for you about getting up and hours and sleeping and retirement. Trey said, I guarantee you Melinda's not getting up at 3 a.m. anymore. So fill us in on, like, your change of schedule and how that's already fallen into place.
Yeah, Trey is definitely correct. He knows me well. I will try to never get up at 3 a.m. for an early flight or anything if I can help it. But I tell you what, I think my body does wake me up. I'll roll over, and it's always right around that 3 a.m., which was kind of my last alarm, where it was the had-to-get-up alarm. It was 3 o'clock to be on the air by 4:30. And have everything I needed done to start the day. So I think I still naturally wake up, but it is so easy for me to roll over, give that little smile, knowing that I don't have to get up and go back to sleep.
Isn't that an underrated feeling of life, knowing I don't have to get up right now? I can sleep for another 60 minutes maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've let myself be a little bit of a lazy bum this summer. It's my first summer that I haven't had a job since I was 16 years old when I started working, Trey, at First Baptist Church Daycare Pine Bluff.
I was about to ask. I was going to ask, Melinda, because I knew I would know where that was.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I was. That was my first job, and I think every summer, fall, winter since then, I've had to get up. So I've let myself be kind of like a teenager again and sleep in if I wanted to.
Well, you're about to stop being less of a bum here in the foreseeable future, right? Because aren't you coming out of retirement to fill in on KATV?
Well, we said it's Al Pacino in Godfather 3, and it was the only good scene from Godfather 3 when he said, I try to get out, and they pull me back in.
Right.
Yeah, so... I'm going to do a little bit of fill-in in a couple weeks. Ansley Watson is away on maternity leave with her precious baby and her toddler and her husband. So Steve Powell has been doing that 9 to 10 o'clock show by himself. So he's going to go on a week of vacation because his oldest is graduating from college. I think it's the U.S. Naval Academy where his oldest is, which is pretty. I know. How impressive.
Anchors away, anyway, my boy.
There you go. Yeah. He's great. So they called and said, hey, we don't have anybody. And that show is kind of, it's not weather, it's not news. It's a little bit more of a lifestyle show. Yeah. Guest segments the whole time, so not a whole lot of people are comfortable doing that. And they said, hey, you want to come back for a week? So I'm going to do that the second week in August. I'll be back at Channel 7 for a week coming out of retirement.
It will be great to see you over the airwaves again. We will be tuning in for that.
I hope that friends at Channel 7 reach out and ask me to come over, as they often do, to do a GMA segment on the great outdoors. Maybe we can. I can sit next to you on the couch, Melinda.
I would love that. I hope they do, Trey. I've seen you kind of in and out when I was there still around on that show doing the weather. So it'll actually be me and Austin Berg who handles the weather for the show now. So he and I will kind of co-host it. I said two things are going to happen. Number one, I'm going to say welcome to Daybreak, which is the wrong show name for sure. And then number two, when it's time to do the weather, I'm probably going to reach over and try to grab the weather clicker out of habit. But he'll take the clicker. Let me tell you what I had to do for the first time in my life to go back out of retirement and work. So they had to treat me almost as a new hire. Even though I've worked there for 30 years, we had to go through the whole hiring process again. I had to do a resume.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, at the top of the resume, I should have put, for 30 years, I've worked for you, right? But the first time in my life, I had to go take a drug test to go back to work.
And they're still letting you come back.
So what did they think when you retired that you went out shooting up heroin or something? Is that what they suspected?
Exactly. It's that meth habit you've been putting off for 30 years.
She's America's sweetheart. Of course she's fine. Why would you have to go through an interview? That is positively HR goofiness is what that is.
Corporate America is what I'm calling.
You should have said, do you know who I am?
If you don't know me by now, you should start singing Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yes.
Yeah, that done it.
So, you know, you're retired.
Even the guy that did the drug test, well, first of all, I don't think he had a clue who I was. He doesn't watch TV. So I guess it pops up on his computer what job you're applying for. So it came up newscaster. And he said, oh, newscaster, congratulations, as if I was just getting
the
job.
The Cub reporter, Melinda.
Yes. So then I had to go through. And so I kind of said, well, I've actually already been doing it for about 40 years. I've worked for this company for 30 years, but they're making me do a drug test to go back and work. And he said, it was so funny. He said, you should take this paper and throw it in their face and say, like, I would have waited 30 years to start doing hard drugs.
You're retired as a weather person, but you're still Morning Mayhem and many people in Arkansas's weather person that they look to. So what do we got on the horizon here in Arkansas? I know it's going to be hot, but maybe less hot than it has been in the last few days at least.
Exactly. Our job as meteorologists this time of year is to tell you what days it's going to be a little less hot. Basically, that's what everybody wants to know, because you know it's going to be hot. And it's been a brutal week for sure, mm-hmm. with really dangerous heat, with the heat and humidity. Still today hot, but not as hot. 95 expected this afternoon. Yeah, still pretty humid. So
better bring your coat, probably. Christian. You might get a chill in the air. 95, ooh.
Exactly. And then, well, to do even better than that, tomorrow we've got 97 degrees. Ooh. We still have some scattered rain expected today and tomorrow, about 30 to 40%. I would say today the best chance is Western Arkansas, South Arkansas, but can't rule out a pop-up. So the relief that you're looking for comes this weekend. We've got 91 degrees both days. But on top of that, I think we get a front that at least brings us a little lower humidity. So nice. That makes such a difference. So I think that comes down Saturday, Sunday, Monday, about 93, starts going back up a little bit. Next week, we're back up at 96, 97. So actually, the better weather hits right over the weekend, okay. With a high around 90, 91, and that lowers humidity. So something to look forward to.
So did your little hound have a good time down at the Gulf of America?
Well, he did.
Is that what we're calling it?
He did. Yeah. So we went on vacation to Fort Morgan, Alabama, which is basically...
I'm going on vacation there at the beginning of September, by the way.
Cool.
Oh, good. Good. To Fort Morgan, Christian?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to love it. It kind of is an area that gets you out of the busyness of Gulf Shores, which has gotten pretty crazy. That traffic, you know, when you go down and you turn, one way goes to Gulf Shores, the other way is Orange Beach. The hangout is right there. A lot of people know that spot. That intersection, that highway is just mayhem, basically, to use the word. So for Fort Morgan, you turn a little bit before you get to all that. And then it sort of snakes back down to the Gulf. And so you're back on the ocean side. It's basically taking you all the way down to the mouth of Mobile Bay. So you go all the way to the tip, which is Fort Morgan. And that's the beginning of Mobile Bay, where, you know, where all the battles were to protect Mobile Bay back in, for my history book.
Admiral Farragut.
Fort Morgan on that side and Fort Gaines across the bay.
Full speed ahead. That's it. I loved your history lesson. See, somebody's got to teach Baz and Roger. And
I was the only one that knew.
I'm glad that you've taken it upon yourself, Melinda. We figure with you and Christian, those boys are going to get a completed education one of these days.
Well, they listen to the beginning of it, and then they take it to some other direction that you had no idea was going to go.
No.
That's the problem.
You got to be kidding me.
On Morning Mayhem? So it's still hurricane season, and you sent me the name of the upcoming hurricane, and you wanted me to guess what it's called with the pronunciation of it, I believe. It looks like it's Cristobal. Am I right?
Yeah, this is another one of those things that you're going to hear a million different ways. It looks like Cristobal, like you said. I think the official pronunciation, according to the panel that comes up with these things, is Cristobal. Cristobal.
Wow. Where,
so the middle part is the emphasis. So we'll see how, you know, all the TV people say it. We've got that really hard one coming up if we get to the eye. That's Isaias, but I think it's the Spanish pronunciation. So it's like Isaias.
Isaias. Isaias. I actually have a guy friend in Mexico. Acai. That's his
Look
name.
Isaias. All right. Yeah. You'd think with 2 years of Spanish, I would have known that. But that's a long time ago. I think I forgot most of it.
One last thing before we get out of here, Melinda. I hear your line dance classes are going pretty well.
I tell you what, guys, this may be what I'm known for more than TV someday, because I had the VFW, which is one of my favorite organizations, post 1995 over there on Canis Road, reach out and say, hey, we want to learn some of those line dances we've seen you do with Ryan on social media and on the show, could you come teach some classes? And I'm like, sure. So we just put it out there on Facebook, Sunday afternoons, come to the VFW, nice, friendly atmosphere. We're going to learn some line dances. We've had about 1,000 responses to that. So that place doesn't hold 1,000 people. Now, that doesn't mean they're all going to show up, but we're going to give this a shot and to see what happens. So we may have to do like a pre-registration just to be sure that we can handle the number of people who show up, because I've had so many at church and out shopping who said, hey, I'm going to come to your line dances. Or I've had husbands say, thanks a lot, Melinda. Now my wife's dragging me to line dances. So we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Thanks, Melinda. Thank your sponsor for us.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks to Sanders Brown Essentials. They absolutely do it all for your lawn, to keep it growing, to keep it green this time of year, which it's struggling in this heat. You got to water for sure to keep it green if you want to do that. And also, they'll take care of your shrubs. If you've got some of those that are looking a little sick, a little drought has hit them, then definitely give them a call for that. And they've got the mosquito barrier spray as well. So if those suckers are eating you up, they've got that to take care of you. So 315-9395 and sandersgrounds.com. Locally owned. Brothers Kent and Kyle take care of you.
Thanks, Melinda. Roger and Baz, Roger and Baz will be back next week. And we'll have the normal Morning Mayhem shenanigans, I'm sure.
Thank you, guys. Great job. Oh, my favorite line is, we got to get him the dip tap high. We got to get
his dip tap.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks, Melinda.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. The time going by. They say in the end, it's the wink of an eye. When the morning light comes streaming in, you'll get up and do it again.
You know, speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at redriverdodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil pool chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood outdoor furniture, climate tough materials, color stay technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
There must be some kind of way out. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Welcome back in Morning Mayhem. Short segment here with Trey Reed and Pigskin Preacher and Caleb Bagby walking down the hall right now. We just spoke to Melinda. It's going to be hot. Breaking news.
I'm going to lob you boys a softball. How old was Jimi Hendrix when he died?
27.
There you go. Just guess 27. Any rock guy that died
Jim Morrison,
is probably 27.
Janis Joplin.
Kurt Cobain.
Amy Winehouse.
27. Man, I'm glad I'm not 27 anymore.
Yeah. I made it past that one a few years ago.
Good job.
Let's see. Texture from the 501 says, I have enjoyed this show. Nice to have a show where Baz is not talking over everyone. Well, I mean, that's part of the charm of Morning Mayhem.
It is. It's controlled chaos. That's
it's
what
called
it is.
Mayhem.
It's mayhem. They're very.
And radio is an audio medium. So
I will say
it is pretty important to talk.
It has gotten slightly better with the introduction of cameras. At least if someone is on location and they have the camera, you can kind of look and be like, okay, they're wanting to jump in right here. So it's gotten slightly better there. At least, but it doesn't stop us from talking over each other.
Well, and plus, there's delays. Like when
it's impossible
with Justin. The delays are tricky.
Brutal,
man.
Yeah,
they really are.
When that happens, I'm just like, okay, I'm basically not going to talk today. There's no point. Especially when it was birthday trivia, and it's like I answered this 5 seconds ago, and you gave the point to somebody else. Which, you know, I rarely lost at birthday trivia anyway. But anyway. We'll be back in the 9 o'clock hour. It'll be more of the same, what we've been doing all day. It's wide open. We'll get to your Middleton Heat and Hair text line. We'll take any calls that you want. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more.